morning.
Morning.
I'm thankful this morning for a warm welcome.
今天我很感谢我们有很温馨的欢迎。
Yesterday morning I woke up in New Hampshire, it was 30 degrees.
昨天早晨我在新New Hampshire州醒起来早上醒的时候只有30度。
When I got into Houston last night, it was 84.
昨天晚上回到Houston是84度。
But I will say your smiling faces this morning is even warmer than the temperature.
当我早上看到你们的笑脸，比这个天气更温暖。
I appreciated the song that we just sang.
我很喜欢这首诗歌我们刚刚唱过的。
I do not think there is probably another hymn in the hymnary that has such a beautiful message regarding baptism.
我想我们的诗歌里面没有一首诗歌像这首诗歌一样这样子美丽关于受浸的信息。
And as our brother James was speaking, and I looked at these young people, I thought they are at the age where they hear the word baptism.
当我弟兄在讲的时候，看到年轻人，我又想到他们正在。
And I would just say to those here on the first couple rows that this song, 295, is a good measuring stick.
那我对前面几排的弟兄姐妹们说, 这个诗歌就是很好的一个量度的一个杆子。
If the Lord is starting to arrest your mind on this thought of baptism, read this song.
当如果主把要受浸的这样的心放在你们的心里面, 你们就来读这首诗歌。
Read it very slowly.
你慢慢地读。
Read it carefully.
你仔细地读。
It's very serious.
是非常严肃的。
Baptism isn't something that we do when we're 12 years of age.
并不是说我们12岁的时候我们大家都来受浸。
Baptism is something that we do when we say the world is far, far behind me.
受浸是说我们对主说这个世界是远远在背后。
You're getting to the age where you, particularly you ladies, are aware of fashion.
你们快要到一个年纪，就是特别是女孩子们喜欢这个时尚的一个穿着。
And there's nothing wrong with fashion. We all have to wear clothes.
那穿这个时髦的衣服没有什么不对，因为我们都需要穿衣服。
But there is a worldly fashion that grips our hearts.
但是有一个世界上流行的这种风俗会抓住我们的心。
And it can become very important. How do I look?
那我看，我穿的怎么样就变成非常重要。
We become in love with ourselves, just even seeing ourselves in the mirror.
我们就爱我们的自己，甚至我们看。 在镜子面前看的时候，我们就很高兴。
And the Lord speaks to us and say, "Can you leave that far behind?"
然后主就对我们说，你能不能够把这些放在背后呢？
Education is something else.
教育是另外一件事。
You might not think too much of education, but your parents sure do.
也许你们没有想很多关于以后读书的事，但是你们的父母一定想很多。
And it is important that each one of you be the best student in school.
你们很重要，就是每一个人要在学校里面都成为最好的学生。
But getting A's can possess you.
但是要拿全A是可以能抓住你。
It can become your God.
可以成为你的神。
I've got to beat so and so. I've got to be number one.
我要来击败这些其他的人，我要成为第一名。
And these subtle idols cripple us.
那这些很维系的这样的偶像就会来。
Baptism is about saying these are far, far behind.
受浸就是来说，我们把这些远远抛在背后。
We're in the world.
我们在世界上。
But it doesn't grab us. It does not possess us.
但是我们却不被这世界所抓住。
And that's what baptism is about.
这就是受浸。
It's not something that you religiously do.
并不是宗教的一个仪式，我们这样做。
For no reason.
没有别的，没有其他的原因。Something
transpires in your heart.
而是在我们的里面，什么有一件事情发生。
And you tell your mom and dad, you say, "I want to follow the Lord."
你对你的父母说我要跟随主。
That's my God. He is my God.
他是我的主。
That's baptism.
我的神，这就是受浸。
It's just declaring what's happened down here in your heart.
是来宣告在你心里面发生的事。
And this is a beautiful, beautiful song that depicts that.
这是一首非常非常美的诗歌来描述受浸。
Learn the words.
你来回去来读这些歌词。
That tune is a little difficult.
歌词的曲调有点难。
But Dana Congdon has a CD where he sings that song, and the tune is much easier.
Dana 弟兄有一个 CD, 是他用一个比较容易的曲调来唱这首诗。
Talk to some of your teachers, maybe they can get that to you. If they can't get it, I've got it.
跟你们的老师们问，或者是来问我，我有这个 CD。
Let's open our Bibles this morning to 2 Samuel.
请我们打开圣经《撒母耳记下》。
Last Sunday, I was in a Chinese fellowship in Boston.
上个主日，我在波士顿一个中国人的聚会。
And before the message, someone got up in front, and all the children came down and sat in front, and there was a children's message.
在大信息就整个的大人的信息之前，小孩们都到前面来，有一个对小孩的信息。
Well, this group here is a little older, and I can tell a little more intelligent than those little ones last week.
我们在这里的前面的孩子们是比较年长一点，我也知道他们比这个小小孩更聪明一点。
So we've just had the young people's message.
所以我们就只有对着年轻人的信息。
But you can also participate in the next message.
那你也可以，你们大家都可以来参加下面一个信息。
Because we're going to talk this morning about, I believe, the most important word in the whole Bible.
今天早晨我要来讲到，我学的是整本圣经最重要的字。
Second Samuel 5 verse 6.
撒母耳记下五章第六节。
Now, young people, we're going to read a few scriptures, and I'm going to want you to look for what word I think is one of the most important words in the Bible.
接下来我们要读这段的圣经，我希望年轻人们注意，在这段圣经里面，你觉得最重要的字是什么？
I believe it's the largest word in the Bible. It includes more than anything else.
我也想这句话，这句话也是圣经里面最大的字，就是它包括一切。
You might say, well, God is a big word.
你会想说神是很大的字。
That's true, but God never sinned. So there's a whole area that is not included in the word God.
但是神有时候在圣经上并没有出现神这个字。
Verse 6. Now, the king, this would be King David, and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, and they said to David, You shall not come up here, but the blind and the lame shall turn you away, thinking, David cannot enter here.
第六节，大卫和跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷，要攻打住那地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说，你若不赶出瞎子瘸子，必不能进这地方。心想，大卫绝不能进去。
Nevertheless, David captured the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David.
然而大卫攻取锡安的保障，就是大卫的城。
Okay. Let's look at another verse.
我们来看另外一处的圣经。
Isaiah 28.
以赛亚书二十八章。
Isaiah 28, verse 16.
以赛亚书二十八章十六节。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation, firmly placed. He who disbelieves in it will not be disturbed.
所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。
When the Lord, young people say that he's going to lay a stone, a tested stone, who do you think that is?
当主说他要放一块石头，是试验过的石头作为根基，你想
Who is this tested stone?
谁是这个试验过的石头呢？
Who? Louder.
大声一点。
The Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣。
He is the costly stone. He is the tested stone. He is the one that's been firmly placed there.
他是宝贵的石头，是试验过的石头，是稳固的根基。
Firmly placed where?
稳放在哪里呢？
In Zion.
在锡安。
Okay, Isaiah 51.
以赛亚书五十一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Indeed, the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and her wilderness he will make like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, that is Zion, thanksgiving and sound of melody.
耶和华已经安慰锡安和锡安一切的荒场，使旷野像伊甸，使沙漠像耶和华的园域，在其中必有欢喜、快乐、感谢和歌唱的声音。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
So the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, and everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
耶和华救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐必归到他们头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
Sounds like a pretty wonderful place.
好像是一个很好的地方。
And sighing will flee away.
忧愁叹息都要逃避。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand.To establish the heavens, to found the earth, and to say, Zion, you are my people.
我将我的话传给你，用我的手手影遮蔽你，要为栽定诸天，立定地基，又对锡安说，你是我的百姓。
And then our thought for today is found in Hebrews 11.
我们今天所要交通的在希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews 12, I'm sorry.
希伯来书十二章，对不起。
Hebrews 12, and let's just start with verse 18.
从第十八节开始。
Now here again, young people, there's two key words in these next six verses. One word is not, and the other one is but. Not and but.
在这段圣经里面有两个关键的字，一个就是不，一个就是但是。
So we want to see this contrast. Starting with verse 18, Hebrews 12, For you have not come to a mountain that may be touched into a blazing fire and to darkness and gloom and whirlwind and to the blast of a trumpet and the sound of words, which sound was such that those who heard begged that no further word should be spoken to them.
你们原不是来到那么能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风、脚声与说话的声音，那些听见这声音的都求不要再向他们说话。
For they could not bear the command. If even a beast touches the mountain, it will be stoned.
二十节，因为他们担不起 所命他们的话说，靠近这山的，即便是走兽，也要用石头打死。
And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I am full of fear and trembling.
所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说，我甚是恐惧战惊。
22, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant,to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel.
22节，这边原文有，但是你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣，以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
One of the most beautiful, soothing, comforting words in the Bible is, "But you have come to Mount Zion."
在圣经里面有一句话是最能够安慰我们的，就是“但是你们是来到锡安山”。
Why do we pray often when we begin looking at the Word?
为什么我们在查考主的话以前，我们先祷告呢
？Brothers and sisters, young people, we suffer much because we do not ask.
弟兄姐妹和年轻的孩子们，我们因为没有求问，所以我们受很多的亏损。
All of the blessings of God are sitting right there, waiting to be bestowed upon us.
所有神的祝福都在那里准备要来临到我们。
In a world that's filled with sickness, death, pressures, God has His life to give us.
在这个充满着压力、充满着生病和死亡的世界，神把他的恩典预备给我们。
Not always does He heal. Not always does He give us $1 million.
神不总是来医治我们的肉身的疾病，也不总是给我们100万。
But His blessing is peace and joy, revelation of who He is.
他的祝福是他的平安、喜乐和借着启示告诉我们他是谁。
And we often live in spiritual poverty because we're not breathing in and praying in that life.
我们常活在属灵的贫穷里面，因为我们没有来呼吸，没有来祷告这个生命。
So before we even look at this morning, let us pray again.
所以在我们查考这段圣经之前，我们再有一点祷告。
All spiritual life comes through prayer.
所有属灵的生命都是从祷告来的。
It's not through preaching.
我们可以不用祷告，也不用来讲。
It's through prayer.
但是是要借着祷告。
It's through asking God for mercy.
我们要来求神的怜悯。
Prayer means humility.
祷告就是要表示我们谦卑。
It connotes we do not have the answer.
我们来承认我们没有答案。
And we're looking to Him for the answer.
我们来仰望神，成为我们的答案。
Father, we are weak.
天父，我们是软弱的。
Even in the physical realm, we are so weak.
就算在我们的身体，我们也是这样的软弱。
But in the spiritual realm, we cannot do one thing without the mercy and grace of God.
在属灵的境界里面，我们更是不能做什么，除了神的恩典。
Lord, we look to you for speaking and translation.
主，我们仰望你来对我们说话，来帮助翻译的。
We look to you for anointing in the speaking and hearing.
我们求你来高抹我们的说，我们所听的。
That we might see this morning our heritage in Christ.
所以早晨我们就可以看见在基督里的产业。
And that we might not live totally spiritually bankrupt.
所以我们不会活在属灵的破产的当中。
But that all of us would see that we can come in to the fullness of Christ.
我们所有的人都可以看见，我们可以进到基督的丰满里。
Which is every single one of us.
我们每一个人都可以进入。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Words express thoughts.
话来说明我们的思想。
Jesus says, I am the Alpha and Omega.
主耶稣说我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega.
He could say, I am, in Chinese, the first character and the last character.
在中文里面我是首先的字母我是最后的字母。
In English, we use letters, so we can say it's the first letter and the 26th letter, Z, A to Z.
在英文里面就好像我们从 A 到 Z。
And you can take those 26 letters and assemble them in a certain way and you come up with words.
你可以把这26个字母组合来成为一些字。
And words convey something.
这些话来就来代表 来说明一些事。
Provided we know what that word means.
如果我们知道这些话是什么意思。
Now, if I say,That woman over there is a Xantippe. That might not mean much to you.
我若说这个人是一个 Xantippe, 你可能不晓得是什么意思。
You notice I pointed out there. I didn't want to point to anyone here.
我没有来指在座的任何一个人，我指的后面。
Well, the word Xantippe is a very harsh word.
Xantippe 这个是一个很尖声的字。
Socrates, that great philosopher, 500 BC.That was his wife's name.
是苏格拉底的太太的名字。
And she was not easy to live with.
是不容易跟她相处的一个人。
She was very difficult to live with.
是很难与她相处的。
She nagged like a dripping faucet.
她一直讲话，一直讲话，唠叨，好像那个漏水的一个水龙头。
And she became so well known, her name became a nagging woman.
她是这样的有名，所以她的名字就成为一个唠叨不停的女人的代表。
Now Xantippe has a little more meaning to you.
所以这样 Xantippe 对你就更有意义。
Just that little brief background. Oh, well, I don't want to marry a Xantippe.
就是有这样的背景，你就说哦，我不要与这 Xantippe 这样的人结婚。
See.Words say something to us.
话这些字就对我们说一些事情。
Now the word that is on my mind this morning is what, young people? Do you have any idea from what we read?
年轻人，我今天早上想交通的这个话是这个。
It was repeated in every verse. It was repeated in every passage.
在每一段都有讲到的。
Zion, you're right.
西安，你对的。
Now we've heard this word often.
我们常常听到这句话。
It's in the Bible 150 some times.
记载在圣经里面有150几次。
Oh, when you're reading David's Psalms, you come across it a lot.
你如果读大卫的诗篇，他常常提到锡安。
But if we do not understand this word, it can not mean much.
如果我们不明白锡安的意义。对我们也没有什么
We sing a song in our hymnary, I think it's 537. We're marching to Zion.
在我们诗歌的里面537首，我们就是向前往锡安。
Now a great, great hymn writer, wrote that song.
是一位很伟大的一个诗歌的作者写这首诗歌。
And he wrote, I think there's about four verses.
也许有差不多四节。
Now look at it, 537.
537首向前直往锡安。
And I'm bringing this, I'm belaboring this point for a reason.
我来多说这一些关于这首诗歌是有一个原因的。
Isaac Watts, the author, wrote 600 some songs.
这首诗歌的作者以撒华兹写了超过600首诗歌。
And he wrote these at the end of the 1600s and during the 1700s.
差不多是1600多年到1700多年的时候。
And he wrote his songs during a very painful time.
他写这首诗歌的时候是非常痛苦的时候。
The hymns during this time in the Church of England were all the psalms.
在那个时候在英国的地方所有的诗歌都是用从诗篇出来的
and they were very slow and they were very non-melodious
是非常的慢而且没有什么旋律的诗歌
and Isaac Watts thought there needed to be life when it came to singing
以上华兹就想说 我们要唱歌里面要有生命
andWhen he began writing songs, everyone began to resist him.
他开始写这样的诗歌，所有的人就开始阻挡他。
And he wrote a number of songs under pressure.
他在这样的压力里面写了许多的诗歌。
And much feeling.
有许多的感情。
When I survey the wondrous cross, Isaac Watts.
当每次我敬念这个十字架。这也是以撒华兹的诗歌。
Look at the third verse.
来看第三节的诗。
The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets.
未入荣耀之城，未履荆棘之街。
Isaac Watts saw that Zion was something we could experience now.
以撒华兹看见我们今天就可以来经历锡安。
But 100 plus years later, someone wrote a chorus to this song.
差不多多年以后，有个人来写这个副歌。
Our brother Robert Lowry wrote, and the chorus, "We're marching to Zion."
Robert 弟兄就说，我们向前，直往锡安。
And I don't want to talk bad of brother Lowry.
我不要讲这个Robert 的坏话。
The essential things of the Bible were to be one in.
在所有的圣经里面，有一个终极的目的。
We're to be unified in the essential things.
我们都是要归结到一个中心。
In the non-essentials.We have liberty.
不重要，比如说像我们有自由。
And in all other things, we have charity.
其他事情我们有爱心。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
We as believers never should be upset with another believer.
我们信主的不应该对其他的信主的人生气。
The reason I mentioned so much about this particular song is that.It when we get to the chorus, we're led astray in a way.
我为什么多说这些呢？因为我们到副歌的时候，有时候会把我们带偏一点。
It says we're marching to Zion as if it is something ahead.
因为讲说向前直往锡安，好像锡安是在前面，在我们还没有达到。
The writer to the Hebrews.
希伯来书的作者。
We have come present tense. We are now in Zion.
是说我们乃是来到锡安，是现在时。
It's the place where we are today.
是我们今天所站的这个位置。
This is a huge word.
这锡安是何等大的字。
We can no way cover it in a brief half hour.
在半个钟头里面，我们没有办法把它讲清楚。
It's more inclusive than.Than God Himself.
是非常有包括性的字，甚至比神更大。
We can think of big words like glory.
我们可以想很大的字，比如像荣耀。
Zion is bigger than that.
锡安比荣耀更大。
And so we want to just spend a few minutes this morning just looking at this word. What is Zion?
所以我们早晨要花几分钟来看锡安是什么。
I think it will help us understand our heritage.
那这可以帮助我们来明白我们所拥有的产业。
The place that the Lord has brought us.
这是主把我们带到的一个地方。
Even before we become saved, we are very much enamored with God's creation.
就算我们还没有得救的时候，我们对神的创造非常的赞赏。
And when we sang that song this morning, "How Great Thou Art," it referred to.The creation.
当早晨我们唱到这首诗歌，伟大的神就讲到神的创造。
And we should be enamored by creation.
是的，我们需要为着这个神的创造，觉得感到非常的惊异。
Have you ever wondered when you've gone on a holiday and you've looked out over a valley, at a mountain, at a stream, why it has an effect on you?
你有没有曾经去旅行的时候看到这个低谷，看到高山，那里面非常的震惊
？Why do all people, the most fervent atheists, love nature?
为什么所有的人，包括很坚定不信主的人，无神论的，他们喜欢自然呢？
Very simple. Very simple. Nature comes from the very heart of God being expressed.
很简单，因为自然就是从心神的深心的深处里面的一个表现。
God has put His mark, the things that He has thought of in His heart, on the smallest little insect to the biggest mountain.
神把他心里面所想的这些放在像记号一样放在最小最小的一个昆虫里面到最大的山
To the nearest atom to the farthest star
从最近的一个原子到最远的星球
Every seed in plant life in animal life bears fruit
不管在植物在动物所有的种里面都有都能够结果子
And it has the mark of the Lord's purpose in it
那有神的目的成为记号在这里面
In Genesis it says Genesis 1 verse 11 it says trees, plants, vegetations, fruitWill bear fruit after their kind.
创世纪一章十一节说，神说，地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各从其类。
Verse 12, it repeats it again. And the earth brought forth vegetation, that's grass, plants, herbs, yielding seed after their kind, bearing fruit trees with seed in them, after their kind. What does this mean?
第十二节重复的讲说，地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬各从其类，并结果子的树木各从其类。
Why would God say that? Why would He do it that way?
为什么神这样说？为什么他这样做呢
？Just so nature lovers can enjoy nature forever and ever?
难道是自然喜好自然人可以永远来享受这自然吗
？No, right there in the 11th and 12th verse, God says, "Here's my purpose."
在十一十二节，神就这样说：“这是我的目的。”
My purpose is to have a man after my image.
神的目的就是得着人，是按着我的形象。
Just as a little seed produces exactly its fruit, just like itself.
就像小小的种子，它最后会结出果子来，就像那个种子一样。
I will produce out of me a man just like me.
从神里面要来产生人，就像神一样。
That can satisfy my heart.
可以来满足神的心。
So nature is one of those things we can just become very excited about.
所以自然可以让我们非常的兴奋。
Because it's out of God.
因为是从神来的。
It's everything has purpose.
因为在每一件事情。
The ecological system, the balance of it, how everything works together.
自然生态的平衡，这些怎么样？他们能够运作这样好
？Everything ordered，
每一件都是很有次序的。
You might say, "What? Well, isn't there a lot of disorder in the animal kingdom and in the various systems?"
你说在动物界或在其他的系统里面，也是有很多的，好像不平衡嘛
？Only for one reason.
我这只有一个目的。
Because of sin.
只有一个原因，就是因为罪。
Fleas weren't created to crawl in your hair follicle and sit down there and lay an egg and start to get red and blister.
像这些跳蚤啊，并不是说它就来生，就是要来攻击你。
The Anopheles mosquito wasn't created by God to spread malaria from one person to another.
神创造蚊子，也不是要来传染疟疾。
No, sin brought that about.
不是，这是因为罪。
There will be a time when we will live very comfortably with mosquitoes and fleas.
有一天我们会跟蚊子跟跳蚤很和谐的生活在一起。
And even roaches.
甚至蟑螂我们可以跟他们
That takes faith to believe that.
需要信心来相信这些事。
Creation isn't where we stop.
我们并不停止在创造。
We don't even stop at salvation, justification. What a wonderful thought.
我们甚至也不只停在得救，好像称义而已。
Every one of you this morning that have experienced something of being guilt-free because of your past know something wonderful about justification.
早晨，我们若经历到这样称义，就是对过去的罪没有再有罪的控告，这是何等美好！
Because of our experience of being justified, many people stop right there. That's the end of their Christianity.
我们有这样称义的经历，这样好，很多人就停在这里，说基督教就是这样。
And we ended up living like children.
所以我们就活在像小孩子的情形一样
，babies，
是像婴孩一样。
The Lord has something else. There's sanctification.
还有主还要成就成圣的功夫。
What a wonderful thing to be far, far from the world, set apart, separated from the world.
我们能够来远远离开这个世界，分被这世界从这世界分别出来，何等的好！
And I've mentioned before, I have been with brothers and sisters. I remember in 1964 in San Francisco, to be sanctified was the ultimate. That was the goal.
在1964年的时候，我跟一些弟兄姐妹们在一起，这样成圣，就是我们的目的。
And we can easily stop right there.
我们很容易就停在那里。
We can get baptized. Oh, this is it.
我们需要受浸，那受浸以后就是这样了。
There's nothing more.
受浸并没有错。
Or we can think, I need to be serving the Lord.
或者我们想说，我要来服侍神。
Ministry.
我们要来侍奉。
I got to be doing something.
我需要来服侍主。
Many missionaries go to the far countries with this thought in mind. This is the ultimate. This is the end. Now I'm doing something.
所以很多的宣教士，他们到远处去传福音，这就是他们的目的。他们就说，我们来做一些事。
I want to suggest this morning, brothers and sisters, that there's something called Zion.
我早晨愿对弟兄姐妹来说，有一个地方是有一个名词是锡安。
That God has out here in front of us for each brother and sister to come into.
是在我们的面前，他要我们每一位弟兄姐妹能进入。
It's something that includes all the things I just mentioned.
这是包括我刚才所说的每一件事。
It's a place where God is totally pleased.
这是一个地方，神他完全的喜悦。
In Zion, we have authority.
在锡安有权柄。
David saw this as a young boy.
大卫在他是一个小孩子、小男孩的时候就看见。
Jabesh or Jerusalem had set under enemy territory for hundreds and hundreds of years since the day of Joshua.
从约书亚的日子开始，耶布斯就是这个耶路撒冷，这几百年都被在仇敌的手中。
When we read Joshua 1, we see that Joshua is to take the land.
我们读约书亚记第一章，我们知道约书亚要来得着这个土地。
And Judah was able to for a time conquer Jerusalem.
犹大在一段时期里面，他征服了耶路撒冷。
But it never occupied it.
从来没有来住在那里。
Benjamin was not able to occupy Jerusalem.
便雅悯也没有办法来占据来住在耶路撒冷。
And if you know your geography, on the south here you have Benjamin, and on the north Judah, and really Jerusalem is kind of right in between these two.
如果你读地理，你就知道南边是便雅悯，北边是犹大，中间就是耶路撒冷。
And the Jebusites occupied the stronghold.
耶布斯人就住在这个坚固的宝藏里。
But David, as a young boy, knew there was something in God's heart.
但是大卫在他年轻的时候，他就知道，在神心里面有一个意念。
Like no one else, he felt what God felt. He was very sensitive.
大卫非常的敏感，他知道神心里面所想的。
And it wasn't too long after he became king, he went to Jerusalem.
当他做王以后不久，他就到耶路撒冷。
And the people on the walls, they shouted and they said, "The lame and the blind can protect us."
这些在墙上的城墙上的人就来讥笑说，这些瘸子瞎子能够保护我们。
You will never be able to come up here.
你永远没有办法上来。
We have held this city for hundreds and hundreds of years.
我们来的占据这个城市已经有几百年了。
David looked at his men, and they were good soldiers.
大卫看看他的勇士，那他是一个好的勇士。
He said, "The one who can get up the water shaft." And kill the first Jebusite, he will be my commander in chief.
他就说，谁能够第一个来进到这个城里面攻打耶布斯人，他就是我的。
And his nephew Joab, he was always looking for a challenge. He was ready to go.
那他的侄子约押，他就第一个他就冲去。
David and his men took Jerusalem.
所以大卫和他的勇士就来占。
David built his palace there.
大卫就在那里盖他的宫殿。
Solomon built his palace there.
所罗门也在那里盖他的宫殿。
And this became known as Mount Zion.
在这里，我们就这就变成了锡安山。
The throne of David.
大卫的宝座。
Spiritually, the throne of God.
所以在属灵里面预表神的宝座。
Christ is the head.
所以在那里，基督是头。
The scepter is always there. The authority.
那个权柄就是那个杖，就都在那里。
There was.True authority, God's authority.
那里有真实的权柄，就是神的
权柄。Brothers and sisters, there's only one authority.
弟兄姐妹们，只有一位是权柄。
God and God alone is authority.
神和神自己就是权柄。
And without knowing, when we get away from this principle, we fall into disarray.
我们如果从这原则上来偏离，我们就进到混乱里面。
In our marriages, in our businesses, in our environment, there is very little understanding and acceptance of this word authority.
在我们的婚姻，我们的工作，我们很少知道这个权柄的意义。
Wives, when you question your husband, you're actually questioning the authority of Zion, God Himself.
如果你来质问你的先生，你就是来质问西安的权柄就是神。
Romans 13:1. Romans
13:1. 罗马书十三章第一节。
Very serious.
非常严肃的事。
There is only one authority.
只有一位是权柄。
Adam and Eve rejected that authority.
亚当和夏娃拒绝这个权柄。
And one man won back that authority.
有一个人他回到这个权柄。
Oh, the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
And so Zion becomes right at the outside synonymous with Christ.
所以就从这里，这个锡安就跟基督是同义字。
When we come into Zion, we really come into Christ.
我们进到锡安就是进到基督。
We've come to a place where we can submit.
我们到一个地方，我们可以来顺服。
One of the dangerous things that I've watched over the years and studying the history of the United States.
在我过去来研究美国历史的时候，我就发现一件危险的事。
One of its main strengths is its constitution.
美国的一个这样的一个很大的一个根基一个力量的泉源就是美国的宪章。
And the constitution protects the rights of man.
宪法来保障人的权利。
But because man is fallen, any strengthAlso has a snare or something that can undermine it.
因为人是堕落的，所以任何的一个权力都有可能带来一个网罗或一个陷阱。
And we get to the place in our country because we have rights that we undermine authority.
我们到一个地步，就是因为我们有这个权利，所以我们就好像受让这个权柄受到挑战。
I have rights.
因为我有权利。
I have property.
因为我有产业。
The Constitution protects our property.
因为宪法保障我的产业。
The government just can't come in and say today, I want three soldiers to be housed in your house, James.
在政府不能够来说，王弟兄，我今天要送三位士兵住在你们家。
These are the kind of things that the Constitution has set up to protect us.
这就是宪法来保障我们的权利。
But because we are fallen, and we're fallen because we have disobeyed authority, we have a tendency to go overboard.
因为我们是堕落的，所以我们就有一个倾向会走偏。
And so authority no longer becomes black and white, yes and no.
所以权柄就不再是黑或白，或者是或不是。
Well, my boss isn't too bright, so therefore I have a good excuse not to obey him all the time.
我的老板不是很聪明，所以我就有原因，我不能是每次都听他的话。
You sisters don't need to know this because you already know it.
姊妹们不需要来被提醒，因为你们都已经知道。
We husbands make a lot of mistakes.
我们做丈夫的犯很多很多的错。
We're often very arrogant.
丈夫常常很骄傲。
We will not stand to be corrected.
我们并不要人家来指正我们。
And therefore, it's very easy for you to say, well,My husband, he makes all these mistakes. Do I really have to obey him with my heart?
所以你很容易的就可以来问说，我的先生犯了这么多的错误，难道我还要从心里面来顺从他吗？
Do I really need to submit to him?
我难道真的要顺服他吗？
Well, the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
That's what Zion is all about.
这就是锡安，为什么要有锡安？
It's first and foremost authority.The throne of David, the throne of God.
第一件事情也是最重要的，就是大卫的宝座，神的宝座。
And one of the reasons there are so many problems in the world today is because Zion has not been established in this one area of authority.
在这地上有这么多这么多的问题，有一个主要的原因就是锡安没有被设立。
Women, you need sisters. You need to be very careful in this area.
所以姊妹们在这件事上需要非常小心。
It keeps sisters from going on in the Lord more than anything else.
这件事情常常拦阻姊妹们进到神的里面。
Teachers, sisters can teach Sunday school class. They can do a myriad of things and yet not have this thing right.
姊妹们可以来教主日学，可以做很多很多的侍奉，但是在这件事上也许就没有对。
And you become a breeding ground of discontent for your children.
那就是你就成为和孩子们不满意的一个原因。
There's nothing that impresses a child more, even in their subconscious, is when mom submits graciously.
对孩子们一个最大的影响就是可以看到他们的母亲很这样子有恩典的顺服。
Many of you brothers work for non-believers.
许多的弟兄们是在不信主的老板下面工作。
And there's only one thing worse, and that is working for a believer.
只有一件事情比这更糟糕，就是为着你信主的老板工作。
Many, many times.
许多许多时候更。
You have a good reason to come home grumbling.
你有更好的原因能够回家非常抱怨。
The slightest little innuendo, the slightest little remark about the day's work that is negative is insubordination to authority.
我们最常见而且但是非常普遍的一个情形就是我们在我们的工作上我们没有顺服。
It's saying, I really haven't come into Zion. I don't want to have anything to do with Zion. Away with Zion.
你会说就是这样子，所以我就不来到锡安，我跟锡安没有关系。
And the fullness of Christ is eliminated, is abbreviated by such behavior.
如果我们有这样的态度，我们就不能够进到基督里。
Very, very, very serious.
非常的严肃。
But there is so much more to Zion. I need to hurry on.
那锡安还讲到很多很多的方面，所以我必须要赶快。
Zion is the dwelling place of God.
锡安也讲到它是神的居所。
Now, where do you want to live today?
你今天喜欢住在哪里呢
？Do you want to live where God lives, or do you want to live where you live?
你要住在神住的地方，还是要住在你自己住的地方
？You know, all of us, I think, can say that we have chosen where we want to live from time to time.
我们常常都是这样说：我们选择我们要住在哪里。
But there comes a time where we want to dwell where He dwells.
但是有时候我们愿意跟神住在一起。
And God only dwells in Zion.
神只住在锡安。
Where He is in authority.
那他就是去那个权柄。
Where the people that make up Zion are sanctuaries, temples for Him to dwell.
这些组成锡安的人，他们成为神居住的居所。
In Zion, God has put His name there.
因为神把他的名放在锡安。
Everything that depicts His name, He has put it right there.
每一件事情代表神的，神就放在锡安。
He has stamped it on your forehead, in your memory, your conscience.
他把他的自己放在你的涂抹在你的。
Jeremiah 31:31, He has put it on your heart.
耶利米书31:31，他放在你的心上。
His very spirit, He implants.
他自己的灵，他就把它种植在里面。
This is Zion.
这就是锡安。
It's His name.
那是他的名。
His signature.
是他的签名。
Anytime we're in a jam, he signs the check.
每一个时候他都是来用他的名来签他的这个支票。
We make way too much of our own name.
我们在很多的时候是来设立我们自己的名。
We come into Zion's name by losing our name.
我们进到西安，所以我们失去我们的名，我们得着西安的名。
Oh, how we like to monogram our cuffs and everything we have, we monogram.
我们喜欢在我们所拥有的事情上面留下我们自己的名字。
Proverbs says, you put your name on your goat gatepost so that someone else can have the inheritance.
箴言说你们要把你的名放在的门楣上，所以人家可以看见。
Whose name? Your name or the name of the Lord?
你要放谁的名呢？你自己的名还是神的名呢？
Zion only has one name.
锡安只有一个名字。
There is strength in Zion.
锡安也有能力。
There is power in Zion.
锡安有能力。
When we think of the word majesty, we think of Zion.
我们想到威严、尊严，就是锡安有力量。
Greatness, Zion.
锡安何等伟大
！Holiness，
圣洁
；Zion，
锡安
；Glory， Zion，
荣耀也是指的。
These are all part of those 150 verses. You can look them up, and you'll see these are the words that are used to describe this place.
在圣经里面150多处讲到锡安，就用这些字眼来形容。
Zion also though includes man.
锡安也包括人。
But you're just looking sort of at the Godward side.
从神的面来看
and that would be okay.
也是好。
But the good news is that it includes us.
好消息就是锡安也包括我们。
The Bible speaks of the gospel being shared, sent forth out of Zion.
圣经讲到说，福音是从锡安来传出去。
When you have an environment that is representative of Zion, I'll tell you, people get saved.
如果我们有个环境来代表，来有锡安的实际，人就得救。
The gospel isn't just clever sharings, people preaching.
福音不只是说人来传讲神话而已。
John 17 speaks of the gospel being shared when there is unity, when there is a group of people representative of Zion, Christ as the head. The gospel automatically goes forth.
在约翰福音17讲到说，如果有一群人他们是合一的，基督成为他们的头，福音就被传开。
People come and say, "I want in." What is that?
人来到就说，我也要进入，这是什么地方呢
？They really want to get into Zion.
他们非常想要进入。
Get into this place that we're enjoying.
进入这我们享受的地方。
In Zion, of course, we have salvation.
在锡安，我们有拯救。
Sanctification.
有成圣。
Deliverance from this old nature.
来救我们脱离我们的天然。
There's a whole area of just victory when we speak of Zion.
我们讲到锡安，就讲到得胜，在许多的方面。
Victory over all opposition.
来胜过许多的阻挡。
God does His building in individuals and in the body in Zion.
神也在个人在团体的当中来在锡安建造。
It's a place of stability.
那是一个稳固的地方。
It is a place of support and blessing.
那是一个得着扶持、得着祝福的地方。
We said before, God's blessing comes out of Zion.
我们刚才讲过，神的祝福就从锡安出来。
God's love, God's joy, is all manifested. His peace in Zion.
平安、喜乐。神的爱都从锡安来彰显。
It's the only place in the world, not the United Nations, where there is oneness, where there is unity.
这是在世界上唯一的地方，不在联合国，却在锡安有合一。
And what a place of worship! It's all found in Zion.
那锡安也是敬拜的地方。
A people praying together, praising together, thanking the Lord together.
那是一个地方，大家一起祷告，一起赞美，一起感谢神。
This week, we think of the word Thanksgiving.
这个礼拜我们就会开始想到感恩节。
Zion is every day.
但是在锡安，感恩是每一天的事。
It's one of the sad things when we make special days something more than other days.
当我们把一天来看为比其他天更好的时候，更重要的时候是很悲的。
We can enter into this Zion. 365 days of the year. In fact, we're there.
我们每一年的365天，每天都可以在锡安里。
Each one of you, as believers this morning, have been put into Christ.
每一位在座的信主的都已经被放在基督里。
That's why the writer of the Hebrews can say, "You have come to Zion."
所以希伯来书的作者就说，你们来到锡安。
The question this morning: Are we experiencing the reality of it?
但是早晨我们要问的问题是我们有没有来经历这个实际。
Brothers and sisters, this Zion is contested.
弟兄姐妹们，锡安也受到挑战。
We read it in Psalms 2. We see the nations roaring.
我们在读诗篇第二篇，我们就看到列国都哄闹。
When we touch something of Zion, all hell breaks loose.
当我们要到这个锡安的时候，整个的地狱它就好像被打开
了。I have just a little paragraph in the front of my Bible that helps me remember how this thing is contested.
那在我圣经里前面，我有一段话，就来讲到这个锡安怎样受到挑战。
It just speaks of the death of the early apostles.
讲到早期使徒们的死亡。
Matthew, for example, he suffered martyrdom by being slain in the city of Ethiopia.
讲到马太，他殉道是他在伊索比亚这个的城市里面，他被杀。
Mark, he died at Alexandria after being dragged through the streets of that city.
马可，他在亚历山大，在那个的城里面，城的街上被拖，然后被在那边殉道。
Luke.Hanged on an olive tree in the classic land of Greece.
路加他在希腊的一个很典型的一个村子里面，他被挂在橄榄树上。
The Apostle John put in boiling oil. Afterwards, he was branded at Patmos.
约翰在拔摩的海岛上，他就被放到滚烫的油里面。
Peter crucified at Rome with his head downward.
彼得在罗马钉十字架，他的头是朝下的。
That's half the list.
这是我的这个单章里面的一半。
Zion is a battlefield.
锡安是一个征战的地方。
And God is always looking for those who are willing to follow Him to the end.
神总是在寻找愿意跟随他到底的人。
The rewards are forever.
那得着永远的赏赐。
But it means denying ourselves.
但是这个我们需要来否认我们自己。
It means being a testimony now. It's Christ and Christ alone.
在这里，现在我们就成为主耶稣，而且主耶稣自己唯一的见证。
There is a judgment that takes place in Zion.
在锡安有一个审判。
Starts with judging ourselves.
我们要审判我们自己。
Not our wife.
不是我来审判我们的 husband, 丈夫或妻子。
Not even our children.
也不来审判我们的孩子。
Allowing the Lord to judge us.
让我们愿意主来审判我们。
So that we will not be judged later.
所以我们今天被他审判，我们将来不用被他审判。
Zion is a very serious business.
锡安是非常重要、非常严肃的事。
Everything God has ever thought about regarding to man centers in this one word.
当神所把神所有对人的想法都集中在这个字。
Simply means, have we come in to Christ into Zion?
我们进到基督，就进到锡安。
Where He is our life.
他成为我们的生命。
When we read the book of Lamentation, we'll see the word Zion mentioned probably about 15 times.
当我们读耶利米哀歌，我们可以看到锡安被提到15次。
It's a very sad book.
这让我们非常的哀伤。
Lamentation means lamenting, crying, mourning.
就是来哀伤，来哭泣。
Zion had been deserted.
那因为锡安成为荒场。
As I had been just considering this,It's very much the way Zion is thought of today.
那我在想到这些的时候，我想西安今天就是这样。
Christianity is something just for me.
那基督教只是为着我而已。
We never get past that point.
我们没有超过这一点。
What can God do for me?
只是在想到说神能为我做什么。
Zion is the God's pleasure. It's all about His Son.
西安是神的满足，是关于到他的儿子。
It's the place where His Son is seated and enthroned and reverenced.
是神的儿子在那里有设立宝座，被尊崇的地方。
God is looking for all of us to enter Zion.
神在等待我们所有人进入西安。
May we sing these songs about Zion, read these passages in the Psalms with a more fervent heart.
当我们来唱关于锡安的诗歌或读锡安的圣经，我们里面应该更火热。
None of us can get ourselves into this place.
没有一个人靠着我们自己能够进到锡安。
It's not something we work for.
这也不是我们靠着努力。
God has put us in His Son.
神就把我们放在他儿子里。
Positionally.
神就把我们放。
Now He wants us to come into it in reality.
但今天神愿意我们来经历这个实际
experientially
让我们成为我们的经历
and all that this word is to be ours
那所有关于锡安的事都成为我们的
all to be ours for him
是为着他成为我们
we often stop right there it's coming this way for us
我们想到说所有一切神的恩典是为着我
but this has been given to usThe resources of Zion, the resources of His Son has been given to us so that we can now give it all back.
这些所有锡安的资源他神给我们所以我们可以来为着神。
Look for opportunities to deny yourself this week.
在这个礼拜里面你看有没有寻找一些机会你能够来否认自己。
When someone snaps at you and you're able to back off, that's a taking Zion.
如果有人来冒犯你，然后你能够退一步，这就是来拥有锡安。
Is there a bigger word in the world? I don't know. I don't think so.
难道这世界上还有比这更大的吗
？It's Christ and a people.
没有的，只有基督和他的百姓。
This is what God wants more than anything else.
这是神愿意得着的，是比超过一切所有更愿意得着的。
Not independent people.
我们不是自己独立的人。
This is why young people obedience is such a big thing.
所以对年轻人来说，顺服是非常重要的。
The simplest little obedience in cleaning your room, wearing the clothes that your mom wants you to, enters you into Zion.
如果最简单的来整理，听你爸爸妈妈的话，听整理房间，或者是来穿他们要你穿的衣服，就能进入锡安。
Our nature is so resistant. Mine is no different than yours.
我们的天然都是要抵挡的，我和你是一样。
I've just had 50 more years to express it.
我有比你们更多50年的时间来经历。
And God has had to deal deep.
神也要来这样来对付你。
It's such an easier way as we just let the Holy Spirit soften us in these areas.
我们如果让圣灵来在这些方面来柔软我们，是何等容易。
There's so much I wanted to say this morning, but I just felt Just even this word authority was enough.
虽然我还有很多的负担要交通，可是只有我讲到只有这个字，关于权柄，其实就够了。
I often say, this was what was lost in the garden, and this is how the garden is recovered.
我常常就说，这就是在伊甸园里面失去的，这个就是神要恢复的。
Simply obey.
只有简单的来顺从。
When you obey your teacher from your heart, you're obeying God.
当你从心里面来顺服你的老师，你就来顺服神。
And the blessing of Zion is yours.
所以锡安的祝福就成为你的。
All of us fail. All of us forego much blessing every day because we're resistant to some test the Holy Spirit God has put in our life.
我们失去了许多神祝福我们的机会，因为我们来拦阻神要我们在身上的工作。
You know, this walk is not that difficult.
你知道，在这个这条道路不是这样的艰难。
God uses little examples, a shepherd and a sheep.The sheep following the shepherd.
神就用一个很简单的例子，就是我成为牧人来牧养羊群，羊群就来跟随牧人。
Water, there's green grass, everything that sheep needs. All he has to do is hear the shepherd's voice.
神预备了青草地、溪水旁，我们所要做的就是来听牧人的声音。
But the problem. Is that in each one of us there is such a resistance to anything that speaks of authority?
但是问题就是我们里面，我们对于这个权柄也非常的要里面非常不顺服。
May the Lord, may we allow the Lord to work on us this week.
愿我们让神在我们生活里面，在这个礼拜里面工作。
Brothers and sisters, you will start taking huge leaps.Spiritually, get by these little things, these little foxes that spoil the whole thing.
我们不需要期望有在主里面有很大很大的一个跃进，但是需要在最小事情上我们来顺服。
You've seen it, you've all experienced that how just this kind word, a kind response to someone who's angry, and the whole problem just disappears.
如果我们顺服，就算有人对我们发怒，那整个的事情它就会过去。
But every time we stand, well, you didn't hear me straight. Our eyes, even Chinese get big eyes. You know that?
那我们常常很生气，就说你都没有来听我讲的话。
And our voice goes up. And we speak fast. You didn't hear me.
我们的声音就提高，我们就讲得很快，说你没有听我。
And the other person's eyes even get bigger. Yes, I did.
那另外一个人的眼睛真的更大，说是的，我有。
And Zion, the Bible says, lays in waste.
这样，锡安就成为荒场。
Very serious.
非常的严肃。
Very simple.
非常的简单。
Lord, we need you.
主，我们需要你。
We are stiff-necked, hard-headed people.
我们都是硬着颈项的百姓。
We want to be followers of you.
我们愿意成为跟随你的。
But we stumble over the silliest little thing of disobedience.
但是我们却在不顺服这件事情上常常跌倒。
I pray, Lord, that each one of us today would just say to you today out of our hearts, we want to learn obedience.
愿我们从心里面每一天对你说，我们来学习顺服。
We want to come into the throne room of Zion.
我们愿意来到锡安的宝座
，where God rules.
在那里神掌权
，His Spirit rules.
他的灵来掌权
，under Your authority.
来在你的权柄下
，on this earth.
在这个世上，世界上
，Monday through Sunday.
愿从礼拜一到礼拜天
，Lord, You help us.
你来帮助我们
，in Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.